family played a significant role in introducing Lozano and Patiño to folklore dancing.
My aunt, when she went to UC Berkeley, there was a dance group there, and she really got into it. And after she graduated, she was looking for a dance group. And she found one, and she invited me to do dance with her. So I was maybe about 8 years old when I first started dancing, and I fell in love with it. And I have done it ever since. And then I moved from a student to a dancer and joining their professional group. And then from there, became a teacher. And I taught dance as well. So I've done it since I was 9. So over 10 years now. Yeah. So.
At the beginning, I didn't want to do it. You know, it was part of like a church group. My sister went in and she's like, come on, do it. And I would sit in the practices and wait for her to be done. It was like in this church basement, you know, very small group. I was 5 years old. One day the teacher was like, just come on, just try it. Let's see if you like it. And that point onward, it honestly became such a huge part of me. My mom says that I have sangre de charro, you know, because like she says literally her grandpa used to like ride into town in Mexico on a horse wearing the full suit. And she's like, I don't know where you got it from. Like, it must have skipped two generations, but you got it. So I've been dancing for a very long time. And then at 9, I became a professional dancer with this group based out of Elgin. And they're actually sister programs with the Universidad de Colima in Mexico. So I did that for another 5 years. It was very stressful, long practices. It was a full-time job. But honestly, I fell in love with it. Sometimes I would cry because I would be so stressed because I had to do homework while we had 10-hour practices. But it's something that I haven't been able to give up, even coming to college. The moment I saw the booth last year at the involvement fair, I was like, I cannot believe this is happening. It was meant to be. Exactly.
You were meant to be in the group with us.
I was meant to be, and honestly, it's become such a big part of me, and I honestly can't imagine my life without dance.
And it's a great way to bond with your family members, and you know, because my aunt, she was dancing too, and my sister danced as well, so the three of us would go to dance together, and it was just really nice. And then my dad came to every single one of our performances, even if it was at a fair, you know.
Yeah.
My grandparents loved to see that even though we were born in the United States, we were still connecting to the culture, so.
Lozano and Patiño see dance as a unique opportunity to share cultural meaning and educate others on the varied cultures within Latin America.
Every part of Latin America is unique, and I feel like that's our job to be able to go out to the community and educate them on that through dance. Just, it's a fun way for them to see how beautiful our culture is, all of our cultures.
It's hard, especially nowadays, to look at someone and be like, they're Latino, they're not Latino. And
yeah.
Honestly, being in this group, you get connections with so many different types of Latinos, and I feel like that's helping people understand that a Latino isn't what a person looks like. It's a cultural thing. It's this connection that you have with other people. Like, and I think that's really important to break down that barrier of what a Latino looks like, because honestly, there are so many different Latinos out there. And if only people would know that someone that's Latino, someone that has blue eyes, blonde hair is Latino, they would be able to be like, okay, I'm closer than I think to the culture, and it kind of takes away that distancing that we think, and that kind of breaks down the stereotypes of what it is to be Latino.
Last year was the first time I did this dancing within the community, so I went out with my students, and we danced and we practiced, and they got to have the experience that I had when I was growing up, you know, of being a part of performing arts, and to also connect with their culture in a way that is positive and that is fun. And also, like, their parents got to bond with them over something, you know, they wanted to. A lot of the parents, they have come and they've immigrated themselves, and their kids were born here, or their kids immigrated with them. And so this was a way of sharing a culture in the United States. Of course, their parents want them to grow up and be successful here in the United States, but they also don't want them to forget their culture and forget their language. And so this was a great way of connecting the two. And it was really, really, I feel like this group is important for that, and especially for the kids that I teach, because a lot of them are going to be first-generation college students. And so I was very humbled and proud to have provided that opportunity for the kids, you know, because for a lot of them it was their first time last year when we did our performance on a college campus, and to see people who looked like them and being in higher education, you guys were like celebrities to them. I remember one of my kids came up to me and she's like really shy and she goes, "Are they college students?" And she was just like so in awe, and it was just really, really awesome that we were able to provide that for our community and for this next generation of kids that are going to build Columbus specifically. And you know, the parents also, they were very excited to share this opportunity with their kids. They like called their family members back home, and one of my kids said that her grandma back in Mexico actually made their dresses for them and shipped it back to the United States. Or you know, they would call up their family members, "My daughter's going to do this," or "My son's going to do this," and come over here and watch it, and they got to share that experience all together as a family. So I feel like as we're growing, we're trying to find our roots into the community and provide that experience for this next generation of kids that are going to live here and buy houses here and have jobs here.